He paces the kitchen, watching each foot move before the next, the systems and forces in place that govern even this simple act of motion. He can hear the tap dripping and the pipes creaking, hear the sounds of the birds and the cars outside, and he realizes he can't remember what silence sounds like. Even later in the still of the night, the noises of his internal monologue rattles on like white noise in his own mind, leaving him restless. He tries to silence his mind, but instead finds himself repeating the word silence like a mantra. It's been days now since he last slept, and as he paces his room, he can still hear that word screaming through his mind. Finally, he snaps and starts smashing the clocks in his walls, the source of infernal ticking, but the silence doesn't come. He charges into the kitchen, grabbing a baseball bat, and smashes the taps from the sink. Water begins to spray out into the room, soaking him from head to toe. Now the noise of rushing water drowns his mind, and he runs out into the streets screaming. He keeps going till he reaches the forest on the outskirts of town, the city noises eventually fading. For a moment he is calm before the sounds of the animals and the leaves penetrate his mind. He begins to shake the trees, scaring the wildlife from around him. All the loose debris lands on the ground and there is quiet once again, until that sound of his heart pumping, and he knows what he must do! He knows what he must do! He knows what he must do!